The chairman of the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse says some of Australia's major social institutions failed in their roles to protect children from pedophiles. It's just one of the comments that seem to give an indication as to where the Royal Commission's findings will head a month before it hands down its final report to the federal government into the five-year child abuse inquiry. In a speech in Melbourne, Justice Peter McClellan said police forces often failed in their duty to protect Australian children because they often refused to believe their complaints. He said police forces had an understanding for many years that they would protect alleged perpetrators to show a face of stability.
The Royal Commission received evidence that at least in Sydney and Melbourne, there was for many years an understanding that the police would protect members of the church who may have offended. It reflected a more general community attitude that it would be detrimental to the entire community if its pillars were exposed as criminals. Assumed stability of society was seen to be more important and the protection of the child or justice for children through the prosecution of offenders.
In many religious institutions, he said, alleged perpetrators were allowed to have access to children, even when church leaders knew they posed a danger or were transferred to another location without being reported to police. The five-year inquiry has found tens of thousands of children have been sexually abused in more than 4,000 Australian institutions. Some institutions even have multiple abusers who sexually abused multiple children. Alarmingly, Justice McClellan said over 60% of victims do not disclose their abuse.
It is believed that as many as 60% of victims never disclose their abuse, and only 5 or 6% ever report to the authorities. When victims do disclose their abuse, it is often after significant delay, sometimes taking more than 20 years, and in some cases many years more.
He said the findings are a national tragedy.
We now know that tens of thousands of children have been sexually abused in many Australian institutions. We will never know the true number. Whatever the number, it is a national tragedy, perpetrated over generations within many of our most trusted institutions.
And even as the knowledge of cases becomes more prevalent, the sexual abuse of children continues to this day.
The sexual abuse of children is not just a problem from the past. Child sexual abuse in institutions continues today. We were told of many cases of abuse that occurred in the last 10 to 15 years in a range of institutions.
The Royal Commission will hold a short hearing to mark the end of a five-year inquiry in Sydney on December 14, a day before handing its final report to the federal government on December 15.